Please come to a comfortable meditation. Close your eyes. Turning your beautiful awareness inward. Feeling one another. Feeling this space together. Together with Mother Nature. Start by taking an extra deep inhale, releasing some tension. Just let yourself settle. Again, deep breath. Shoulders relax, belly relax. Last one, breathe right up into your heart. Welcome yourself, welcoming one another, welcoming today, this practice, this moment. Begin to rub the palms together, vigorous. And start to breathe deeper. All the way to the top of your lungs. Exhale consciously all the way to the bottom of your lungs. Get some prana flowing. Make a little more heat in the hands. And then shake the hands out once, twice. Sit tall. Softly bring the palms together. Elbows up, parallel to the wrists. Slight pressure between your palms. Slight pressure between the thumbs and the sternum. Pressing down through your hip bones, lift through your crown. Shoulders back and down. Tiny tuck of your chin. We'll begin our practice today with three repetitions of Ang Namo Gurudev Namo. Ang Namo Gurudev Namo means I bow to the divine within myself. I bow to the inner wisdom within. Exhale. Ang Namo Gurudev Namo. Three times. Deep breath. Long
Long.
Now. exhale. Honoring yourself, one another, this great life web that we're all part of. Great spirit. Satnam. A little bow to Mother Earth, if you like. To yourself, to other. Take a moment. And then open your eyes when you're ready. Good to see you guys. Welcome. Good to be here. My name's Greg, and it's an honor to guide you through Kundalini Yoga today. And the word that's coming up for me today is, maybe it's a little Sesame Street, togetherness. Togetherness. Any of you have seen Sesame Street? It's in Canada. It's like a show for toddlers. one guy gives. And sometimes they'll have themes, like really like childish but really powerful themes. And it just made me think of that. But togetherness has come up for me today. And I was thinking of the feeling that sometimes comes when we come into a yoga room and we all don't really know each other. And sometimes there can be that feeling of like being alone in the room. I don't know if anyone gets that, or at least like in our own heads and surrounded by people we don't know. But whether that feeling exists or not, we're still all together in the room. We're still all sharing the space, and we're all sharing each other's energy and each other's energetic fields. And in the world of the past, we all evolved from people who spent a lot of time in tribe and community. And even though that might be not the case in our own lives, I know it seems to be coming less and less for people. And there's some stories that you can read about of people who get really isolated. But we're, for the majority of our history, very communal beings. If you, on a physiological level, we have all sorts of parts of our brains and our psyches and our bodies that are tuned in to sense and feel empathy and exchange energy with one another. Which is probably why you might feel some weird stuff come up in Ubud sometimes and you don't know why. It's like there's tons of people from all around the world pouring in. We're all like walking through each other's energetic fields, sharing information on a deeper level. And so that's a nice thing to tell. If you're feeling a lot some days, it's like maybe you were actually just in a space where someone else was processing something. Right? It's like we're all connected that way. And so the power and beauty of group practices for me is beyond words to express how grateful I am for it. There's an incredible place for soul practices. And I love to practice by myself, but there's an incredible gift to being able to come together as a group, feel that togetherness, support each other. So if some of us are like feeling super high on the world, like you could support everyone. And some of us might be going through a time in life where we're quite down and we need to be supported. Right? And that's the beauty of the community effect. So wherever you are in the practice, we're here together to practice. And Kundalini is a really nice way that you can be here for yourself, focus on your own practice, but also be in this space. So maybe some of that resonates with some of you. Let's support each other and have a beautiful practice today. And then we can all go out and be some nice good vibrations in the world. Please come to a standing position. Today we'll be doing the Kriya for disease resistance, which is one of my favorite Kriyas. There's some challenging parts, there's some smooth parts. It works on all of the organs, it helps to wake up the spine, stimulates the glands, and then we'll do a really nice sing, a chant, at the end to connect the group vibration. Close your eyes during the whole practice. I'll give clear instructions, and allow yourself to just be here, feel your energy, feel the group. Get lost in the river, the flow. Let's Starting with warm-ups. Inhale, reach your arms forward and all the way up. Breathe in. Exhale, forward and down. Inhale, arms forward and up. Breathe in. Exhale, forward and down. Bend your knees and continue. You don't need to bend your knees if your back feels open, but if your back is tight, you can bend every time you go forward.
Easing yourself breath by breath into a deeper breath. Eyes closed, really relax your mind here.
Allowing your awareness, allowing movement, allowing prana to start filling you. As you start to feel more limber, speed up, breathe deeper, and let the momentum start to take over. So you're breathing all the way into your upper lungs, you're breathing all the way out. And we want to get our heart rate going a little bit here, start to warm things up. Really good. Get lost in it. 20 seconds. Close your eyes. Feels good. Spread your fingers. You can start to lean back more. Feel the earth. Feel the wind. And then stand all the way up. Spread your fingers wide, stretch up and outwards. Long, deep breath, 3 times. Press down your feet, tuck your tail a bit. Last inhale, lift and open the chest. Exhale, release. Loosen up your shoulders, loosen up your neck, your knees. Bring your feet wider apart and stagger yourselves front, forward, or back from your neighbors. Or front, middle, or back. Side to sides. Inhale, right arm up. Breathe in. Exhale, arc out to the left. Inhale, left arm up. Arc out to the right. Awesome. Closing your eyes. And so in every moment, you're really listening to yourself, really listening to your body, listening to your breath. Intuitively lengthening and breathing into those sidelines. Each time you cross the middle, breathe a little deeper. Each time you go out to the side, exhale a little more. about 20 seconds, speeding up, breathing deeper if you like. Maybe a little smile. Never force a smile, only if it feels right. Come out to one side, whichever one. Press down both of your feet. Breathe deeply into the outer arching side of your body. Stretching the arm more, grounding both feet, opening the outer edge of the heart. And come on. Switch. Stay with your breath. Ground both of your feet. Stretch. And come on. Both arms lift, heels a little closer, turn your toes wider apart. Inhale, stretch up, hands together, palms down the midline. Exhale, come down to a squat. Sweep your arms all the way out, big, broad, opening breath, all the way up, nice and wide, touch the palms, exhale, squat, slide the hands down the midline. Continue on your own. I want you to try to feel the most epic, full breath. It's like you're drawing energy from the earth, spreading to your entire body here. Helping to wake up any stagnant energy. Wake up your heart. Really good fresh blood circulation. Imagine your magnetic field, your aura, or feeling getting wider and brighter. 30 seconds. Let's go a little faster. Breathe deeper. Pick each other up a little bit. Seconds. Home stretch. Last 3, 2. Beautiful. Come all the way up. Take a full breath here. Lift your toes, palms together, but spread your fingers. Slightly tuck your tailbone. Inhale, lift. Ground the toes, come to a squat. Hands can be on your knees, that's fine. Elbows between, close your eyes. Breathe deeply.
Make your way to downward facing dog.
Hip distance apart, hands shoulder distance apart. Spread your fingers very wide. Stretch the back of your body.
Come forward to a high plank position. Eyes closed.
Suck your lower belly in, really straighten your knees, lengthen your head, crown, inhale. Slowly bring your knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Keep your hips up in the air. Stay here, hug your elbows in. Forward onto your belly. Press the tops of your feet down into the floor. Inhale, lift to a low baby cobra. Use your back muscles. Maybe a middle cobra, middle back muscles. Some of you all the way up, high cobra. Listen to your spine. Shoulders roll back. Lift your heart. Point your toes. Breathe smoothly and deeply. Inhale up. And come down. Turn and lay onto your back. Hug both of your knees in. Do a nice little circle, lower back here. Breathe. Turn your knees out to the left, knees to the floor. Reach your right arm out to the right. You could have a bend in your right elbow like a cactus. Turn your head to the right. Feel a nice twist through your spine. Forearm on the floor, relaxing. Long, deep breath here. Palm open. With your eyes closed, breathe all the way up into your upper chest. Make a balloon there. And as you exhale, release from the hold from the neck all the way down to your hips. Back to the center. Hug both of your knees in. Perhaps wrap your forearms around your knees or just loosely hold your knees. Breathe into the back of your spine. Breathe into the earth. Yoga is such a beautiful practice. We get to do postures and kriyas and breath work, meditations, which help to increase health, flexibility, focus, connection. So there's something happening that we're moving towards. And at the same time, we get to practice totally accepting what's already here. Give yourself one final hug. And maybe actually hug yourself, and you could perhaps give each knee a little kiss. Lay on your back.
Short Shavasana.
If your back is sore, you can have a bolster underneath your knees. Have your legs straight on the floor, have your arms straight down the sides. Palms are open. Tuck your shoulders underneath. Nice deep breath in. Exhale. All right. Wiggle your fingers, your toes. Stretch your arms over your ears. Long, deep inhale. Stretch. Relax. Roll to your right side. Come up to a seated position, sitting on your heels, knees together. If any of the postures are unavailable for you or the positions, you just try your best, closest thing to them. Okay, I'll give options, but it's mainly your intuition. Sitting on the heels, the first one is called pumping the stomach. You need to see here for the first round, I'll show you. Palms touch, don't cross the thumbs. Reach your arms above your head, palms together. You might want to observe. You take a full breath in. Hold your breath. Don't exhale.
While holding, pump the belly.
When it's time for you to exhale, keep the pose, exhale. Okay? So you hold your breath as long as you can. If you're feeling dizzy, you're holding too long. Okay? So even if you hold 5 seconds, that's fine. Some of us longer. Reach your arms up, palms together. Really try to stretch upwards so you're lifting your ribs, your heart, your lungs. Straight spine. Close your eyes.
On your next inhale, breathe in all the way. Hold the breath, pump the belly forward and back.
Don't breathe while you're pumping the belly. Hold the breath in. When it's time to exhale, just exhale, relax the belly, relax the pose. And then repeat
again and again.
3 minutes here. Let's drop into it.
This is excellent for stimulating digestion.
Kundalini energy through the whole spine and the third chakra. depending on where tension is held in your being, different kriyas may stimulate or release different emotions, sensations. So be really kind and be very present as you move through your experience. Close your eyes. If ever you need to take a break, just rest and come back when you're ready. Halfway. Keep your arms up the whole time, if you can. See if you can push the belly out more. Meditate on what you're doing. Deep inhale. Hold your breath in. Squeeze your pelvic floor lightly. Lift up your arms, your heart, and gently release your hands. Exhale, release your pelvic floor. Keep your eyes closed. Breathe. Peaceful. Let the energy flow. Listen to your body. Second technique, the bear grip. So elbows parallel to the wrists at the level of the heart, left and right. Four fingers of one hand make four hooks, four fingers of the other hand, four hooks, and you hook the opposite four with each other, thumbs can clasp in, and it's a little bit away from your chest, just maybe 1 inch from the heart bone. Not your throat, not your solar plex, right at the heart, elbows up parallel. Good. Close your eyes, get ready. First, exhale. Awareness in. Deep breath in. Hold a full breath. Hold it while you're holding. Pull as hard as you can, trying to pull the fingers apart, but don't release. Feel all the muscles of your shoulders, your arms, the meridians to your heart, active. Straight spine. When you need to exhale, exhale calmly. Keep the position, but relax. And then repeat. Full breath in. Hold the breath while holding. Maximum effort, pulling the elbows, wrists, fingers against each other. Close your eyes. Hands in front of the heart, not the throat. going, relax your jaw, relax your mind. You're doing great. Seconds. Invest yourself fully. Be right here. Maximum effort. Face relaxed. Face relaxed. Full breath in. Hold it. Totally peaceful face. Pull. And release. Hands down. Just release your fingertips. Feel. Breathe into your heart. Last part, sitting on our heels. Interlace your fingers underneath you. Interlace your fingers behind your head. But not too much pressure on the head. So your neck stays nice and long the entire time. Do not tuck your chin. Keep your chin up away from the chest. Elbows open. On your inhalation, you sit nice and tall, right here. Tall, crown tall. Keep the elbows open, keep the chin up. Exhale, you tilt forward. 10 degrees, 20, 30, maybe 90, all the way to the floor. Forehead touches, but the elbows are off the floor. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale all the way up. Exhale all the way forward. Find your rhythm. Find the deepest breath here. And continue. Keep your chin away from the chest so your neck stays long. Just light pressure with your hands on the back of your head. As long as you can, so the spine is stable. Awesome. Really good, everyone. Nice supportive vibe in the room. Close your eyes. The breath is by far the most important part of this. Full inhale, complete exhale. Pressing and releasing all the front side organs. Strengthening and stretching the spine muscles. Pressure and release on the glands. So good. Could you exhale more? Could you inhale and sit even straighter? Let the energy and sensations flow through you. Become one with what you're doing. Inhale all the way up. Exhale all the way forward.
Release your hands, child's pose. Breathe.
Inhale, hands on the floor, come up. Come out to one side. Bring your legs forward. You can bend your knees if your back is tight. Slide your hips back. Straight legs if possible. Bend your knees if you need to. Two-piece figures. Reach forward. Grab your big toes. Close your eyes. Pinching the toenails with your thumbs. Stretch the back of your legs, stretch the back of your body. Come into the longest, smoothest breath here. On your inhalation, you press down your hips. Grow your spine through the top of your head, heart, everything long. Don't round your neck. On your exhale, bring your core closer to the thighs, chest closer to the knees, head closer to the shins. Stay there. On your inhale, press down your hips and grow longer forward with the breath. On your exhale, start with the base, the middle, the top. Long, rhythmic breath. The life nerve stretch. Pinch your toes if you can. Thumbs pinching the big toes. Stimulating two pressure points called marmas in the big toes. If you're unsure, it's like the tips of your thumbs press into the fat, flat part of your big toes, like you're pressing into two little TV screens. Stretching. Pinching the toes, relaxing your face. Seconds. Take one final deep breath in, nice and long. Hold your breath, flex your feet, hit your toes, gently squeeze your pelvic floor, shoulders back, lift your heart, slightly tuck your chin, and bow down, exhale. Let it all go. Stay here for one nice breath. Inhale, sit up. Cross your legs. Keep your eyes closed. Slide your hips back a bit. Hands on your knees. Simple meditation pose. Slowly, right ear drops towards the right shoulder, and then your head starts rolling backwards towards the left. Continue rolling in a clockwise motion. 2 minutes clockwise, and then we'll switch after and go the other way. Keep going this way. Really feel all the tendons in your neck. And breathe. Really good for the major glands, thyroid, parathyroid, pituitary. This one and the next two help to circulate all of the secretions from the first three or four. Relax and feel and breathe. Gently come up to the center. Nice breath in and out. Switch directions. Left ear, left shoulder, rolling back. Nourishing breath here. Kind, gentle mind. the center.
Long breath in and out.
Come onto your hands and your knees. Tabletop. Spread your fingers, ground your palms, hip distance between the knees, shoulder distance hands, Keeping it very simple, on your inhalation, both ends of your spine, the tailbone and the crown, lift up, the middle of the spine goes down evenly, and on your exhale, the middle of the spine goes up and both ends go down. Inhale, arc, exhale, arc. Continue. And try to move the whole spine equally, not isolating one part of the spine more than the other. Try to feel the whole thing like an even band from head to tail. And link that with really nice even breath. 3 minutes, cat-cow. Works on all of the spinal energy. And the instructions are, once your spine starts to become flexible, you start going faster and faster with the breath and the movement, really waking up the spinal energy according to your capacity. So there's no ceiling here. You can breathe and go faster and faster as you feel. Listen to yourself. About 1 minute left. See if we can amp it up 1%. Breathe deeper. Go a little bit into that glass ceiling. Beautiful, everyone. Close your eyes. Last 30 seconds, home stretch. Inhale all the way, arc your back, child's pose, exhale, relax every muscle, coming up, sitting on your heels. Hands on your thighs, Notice everything you feel. Nervous system, nice and awake. If you're looking at me for a cue, it's like you're looking in a mirror. Otherwise, eyes closed. On your inhalation, you bring your left shoulder up and your right down at the same time. On your exhale, left shoulder down, right up. In, out, in, out, in, out. Keep your head in the middle, so you're not moving your head, you're moving your shoulders independently of your heart. Okay? Get ready, begin. Keep your head still in the middle. So go really slow, you don't need to go fast. Really isolate each shoulder. Excuse me, if you have trouble, go slow. And then once you've got it, you can go, blast off. Seesawing the shoulders, just under, or just over 2.5 minutes. Focus on the space between your shoulders. Focus on what you're feeling. Send beautiful prana between the shoulders to the heart. Hands are heavy. Keep going, 30 seconds, totally empty your mind, deeper breath. Be here. Exhale, shoulders down. Sit very tall. Awareness to the midline. Deep breath in, shoulders up. Hold it. One more sit. Hold it. Shoulders back and down. Exhale. Please lay on your back. Comfortably. It doesn't matter which way. I'm going to close these side windows. They make a little creak sometimes, just if you're wondering the sound. Relaxing in complete shavasana here. If your back is sore, put a bolster under your knees so it takes pressure off of your back. Arms down your sides with palms open to the ceiling. Tuck your shoulders under you. Get everything nice and aligned. tension, releasing emotions here. It's all good.
7 minutes.
Receive whatever you need to receive here. experience.
Akis.
Invite in a long, deep breath. And let it go. Do that a few times. Letting it all in. Letting it all go. Keeping the feeling of Shavasana, that feeling of inner surrender, inner quietude. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Stretch your arms over your ears. Inhale, stretch. Relax, exhale. Roll to the side, come up, come onto your hands and knees, and face the front. Try to keep your eyes closed. Keep the inner Shavasana feeling, excuse me guys, sorry. Keep your nervous system relaxed. Strong nerves. So on your hands and knees, on your hands and knees, on your hands and knees, facing the front. Spread your fingers very wide and push your hips up and back to downward facing dog. Get in a really steady position. Bend your knees if you need to, if your back is tight. Spread your fingers more. Find really stable and solid lines of energy. Equal weight in the front and back. Let your head hang. And now start long, deep breathing. Set your focus. Set an intention. We're here for just under 5 minutes together. Eyes closed. Go deeply into your experience. Completely relax your mind here. Become the observer, as if you're two steps back, watching yourself experience everything. You can use Ujjayi breath here. You can breathe strongly if you need to for more energy. Focus more on your breathing. Deeper exhale, fuller inhale. Observe sensations, emotions. The universe is unfolding right now as your experience.
halfway. Let those haws go if you need. Good job, guys. Keep going. Keep breathing. Let the energy move. Stay with it. You're so strong. Last 90 seconds. Feel those oscillations. Last 30 seconds, maybe a smile. Stay right here, melt through any resistance. Let it melt away. Take a full breath in, stay in the pose. Deep exhale. Walk your hands back to your legs. Stand at the back of your mat, bowing forward.
Awesome. Let your head hang. For the pelvis, sexual organs, bringing the energy back down, grounding. Excellent for elimination. Long, smooth breath. You're doing great. This is the last one. Let your head hang like a bowling ball. Of your mat. And once you're at the middle, keep your eyes closed, sit down, come to a perfect meditation posture. Good job. Sitting on something if you need to. Palms open, receiving. Straight spine. Feel everything. Sing together. Ra, ma, da, sa. Sa, se, so, hum. Ra, ma, da, sa, sa, se are different polarized elements of existence. Sun and moon, density, spaciousness, self and other. So, hum. I am that. I am the universe. The universe is me. It's all in harmony. This is the healing mantra. Sing as you wish.
Now the sun.
few deep breaths. Breathing in this sweet vibration. And if you like, sending invisible threads, invisible waves to loved ones, one another, to all beings. Back down to earth together, feeling your hips on the floor, and if you like, bringing your hands on the wood outside of your mat. Take a deep breath in. Hips nice and heavy. Last one. Hands to heart. Loosen up shoulders. One round of spoken word. May the long time sun, traditional closing. And just one Sat Nam. Sat Nam means your true name, your vibrational essence. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. Deep breath in. Love and light to everyone. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.